they showed a movie about prospects coming into the NFL, and I was hurt. I had 3 knee operations. So they showed me this player, about 6'4", 3-something. He had 2 knee operations, but he could barely walk. They told me health or wealth. So once I saw that, I chose health. So I graduated, I felt good. I was the first person to graduate out of 14 kids, you know. And I was on top of the world, you know, I'm thinking this. But when I get back to where I lived at, there was no role models for me. My brother got killed in 88. And once he had killed, I got on drugs, heavy. Got on, because he was my brother, and he was my daddy. I looked up to him. Once he died, I didn't have nobody else to look up to. Then cocaine came along, or the crack or whatever. It was Freebase first. When West Dayton, you know, was popular, Freebase was the thing, you know. So I was right there with it. When you Freebase, you keep going in your wallet. People just get broke. Everything go. When you get through, you ain't got nothing. I lost 2 families, 2 marriages I lost because of Freebasing. The turning point of me getting off of drugs, you got to hit your bottom. This is crazy, but my bottom, Marlon Shackelford, was my sort of like my mentor, even though he's my nephew, I'm his uncle. His mother and my sister Mary, no matter what, I stayed with her. No matter how I did, where I come in, she loved me no matter what, you know what I'm saying? And what happened, she put me out. And I couldn't believe she would put me out, her house. Told me, get out. Get out, Murph. I'm tired of it, boy. And she was crying. And she said, I'm tired of you. I done did this for you. Get out. I begged and pleaded and scratched and moaned. Took me a week. I came back, said, okay, I'm ready. She said, no, you go to treatment first. So I went to treatment for 28 days. And my sister, Mary, she passed while I was in treatment. And I haven't had a drink or alcohol since, because that's what, you know, she would want. When I got out, you know, started going to church, then I became a deacon, which I am now. Marlon, they had a group, the street soldiers, the people that he had was always failing him. But I told him, I said, look, Marlon, your mama never failed me. I will be there for you. You don't ever have to worry about me. We call it Soulja. Soul, SOULJAHZ. We're in the army of the Lord. We're street advocate against gun violence and all. We work the inside. If something would happen, we talk to the people because we know them. We go and we talk to the kids and try to let them know that there's something better in life. We go into schools and we tell them how, and let up one of the guys that been in prisons for a long time and tell them how rough it is and the things that they go through, whatever. We're soul models. We're not role models. See, role models always fall. See, but when you get a soul model, you can build up, because I can teach you something that I done did, and when one day something comes through and you can say, hey, he told me about that and I see it right now. I just come back to give back to the people that I think that I took something from, because the things we went through and saw on the streets, that we don't want another child or a mother to bury a son or a father to bury a son, and to enlighten kids that they can have a choice. Any choice they make, they have to stick with it. We try to make sure they have the best choice. And a deterrent is to let them know what we went through. And maybe that would deter them if they trying to make the wrong move that we made. You know, because you promise 3 things in life, and that's jail, institution, and death, no matter what. That's what you promise on the street.